This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Oh, you are going to love this one. A new study published in Quaternary Science Review finds that the Mayan civilization was wiped out by global warming and climate change. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Health Ranger Science, the new podcast series where I discuss scientific topics. You can find more podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. Now, getting to this study, they found that from about 350 to 900 AD, those are the years, you know, we're talking about more than 1,500 years ago, roughly, the Mayan civilization was wiped out by global warming and climate change. Now, you may have thought to yourself as you were hearing that, huh, you know, the narrative of climate change that we're told today is that it's because we're driving so many cars and we're burning oil, and so we're emitting all this CO2, and this huge human population, which is now over 7 billion people, we're changing the environment drastically. We're causing global warming. It's man-made climate change. This is what we're told, right? And it's because of the combustion engine. And it's because of gasoline. It's because of factories. And it's because of all of these, this consumption of energy and coal-burning power plants that emit coal. Well, I got news for you. The Mayans didn't have combustion engines. All right, the Mayans didn't have coal-fired power plants. The Mayans, in fact, hardly had any population. I don't know exactly what the population was at that time, but it's probably less than 1% of the current population. I mean, seriously, it's probably, I don't know, maybe 0.1%, which would be 7 million people on the entire planet. It could be that. I don't know. I'd have to check the charts. But it was a very low population, and they didn't have engines. So how can climate change have wiped out the Mayans if they weren't driving cars and burning coal and burning gas, which is the excuse that we're told today of why there's so much climate change? The combustion engine wasn't even invented until, I don't know, the late 1800s or so, and it didn't really kick in or become popular until basically the mid-20th century. So, what are we talking, like 1,500 years before that somehow, they say, the Mayans were wiped out by climate change? It makes no sense unless you realize that global warming is caused by things other than combustion engines, things other than burning fossil fuels, things other than rising CO2 levels, by the way. And the other thing that's worth pointing out is that CO2, which the global warming alarmists are totally freaked out over CO2, it's only in the atmosphere at 400 parts per million. A very tiny amount of this very important molecule in the air. Plants need CO2 to breathe. Without it, they would die. Without CO2 in the atmosphere, we would all die because all plant life would die, and then all human life would follow because of the food web, obviously, in the ecosystem. We need CO2. We're so short on CO2. The planet's so desperate for CO2 that as CO2 levels rise, it will actually reforest desert areas of the planet. It will allow food crops to grow more food more quickly. It's kind of like having free fertilizer in the air almost, although chemically it's not the same as fertilizer, obviously. That would be closer to nitrogen, which is also in the air at a much higher percentage than CO2, obviously. But CO2 has been higher in Earth's history, much higher than it is today. Today, it's about 400 parts per million, slightly over, and it's slightly going up. And the climate change alarmists are like pulling their hair out, freaking out, and they're saying, oh my God, It's 400 parts per million. We're all going to die. And I saw a big alarmist article the other day. By the year 2100, the oceans are going to rise 1.5 inches. And I'm thinking to myself, 1.5 inches? How is that an apocalypse? It doesn't seem like an apocalypse, does it? We're talking in like over 80 years, it's going to rise 1.5 inches. That, I don't know about you, but that's not the end of the world. I mean, if you go to the beach and you bring a little ruler with you and you take the water level and you just add 1.5 inches, that doesn't wipe out coastal cities, okay? So I don't know what these people are thinking. They're just delusional. But in any case, even if the oceans do rise, the point is that CO2 levels have been much, much higher in the past. In fact, they've been more than 10 times higher than they are today. In Earth's history, CO2 levels have been over 5,000 parts per million, which is over 10 times what they are today at about 400 parts per million. And guess what? That was also before the combustion engine. That was even before modern man, or, oh, I can't say man, can I? Modern its. Modern gender-neutral aliens. Whatever you think you are. Modern she-males, whatever. I don't know what you are. Modern human life, okay, just to be politically correct. Modern it creatures. So, you never know when words that are descriptive are going to drive people insane on the left, because they're freaked out about climate change, they're freaked out about CO2, which is a very important molecule for plant life, and they're freaked out about gender pronouns. They want to be called it, or je, or je, or your majesty, or something, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, CO2 was much higher in the history of the planet, vastly higher than it is today, and that was long before we were burning coal and fossil fuels and combustion engines and diesel trucks and all that stuff. So the scientists just admitted it. Well, global warming wiped out the Mayans, you know, 1,500 plus years ago. And the Mayans didn't have engines. You can probably confirm that with any archaeologist or anthropologist or historian. Ask them. I dare you. Just go to your local university and tell them you're a snowflake safe space cry bully student. And you want to know if the Mayans drove cars because you heard that the Mayans were wiped out by global warming. And you want to know if they were driving too many Ford F-150 pickup trucks. And that's what caused the wipeout of the Mayan civilization. And tell them you're a social justice warrior and you feel really guilty about being white if you're white. If you're not white, tell them you hate white people. Just utter Black Lives Matter over and over and over and over and over again. And then tell them you understand that the Mayans were wiped out by global warming and you just need confirmation of that. And I guarantee you, the average college professor will say, oh, you must be right. Yes, global warming. Global warming must have wiped them out because that's what the science says. And science is all about whatever the consensus agrees upon. It has nothing to do with actual historical facts. It has to do with madness of crowds and delusions of the obedient masses who demand cognitive conformity, no matter what the cost to human sanity. So just try that. See how that goes. And when you're done with that, come on back to healthrangerscience.com for some more brain teasers that you can spring on college professors and scientists alike. There's much more to come at healthrangerscience.com. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And remember, according to these scientists, they can go back in time now and claim that basically any civilization was wiped out by global warming thousands of years before the invention of the combustion engine. Isn't that fascinating? Think about it. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA.
At the Health Rangers store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.